Parade was yesterday. You listened to it on this radio station. There's a lot, I mean, a lot of movement in the NBA, the NHL. There is so much to keep track of. So we'll kind of do that all afternoon. And I'll get everyone's opinion. First, though, I want to do a little wellness check here because Jimmy's back and Solana's back. And so, and I see Jimmy's wearing a Portofino t-shirt. And Solana, that's Uruguay. So are you rooting for Uruguay over USA tonight?
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm just checking. Just checking.
Yeah.
You've never lived in Uruguay.
Who did I meet? Oh, there's a little store, I told you, downstairs in right near our building called El Almacen. And it's just like a little, you know, go for coffee, avocado toast, whatever. And there was a new girl working the counter yesterday. And you know me, I'm talking to everybody and I speak my Spanish and I'm good. So I'm like, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Uruguay. I said, you're kidding me. I said, my coworker is from Uruguay. His name is Alejandro Solana. And she either said, oh, I know him, or that's a common name. One of the two.
It's not a common name. She's got to know me.
All right, then she knows you.
Yeah, she's got to know me.
How do you not know what she's responded with?
Because I was speaking Spanish.
Do you understand Spanish?
No, but I have enough. It people think that I, because like I can speak enough quickly because I have my go-to phrases.
¿Dónde está?
So I had two people working in the house today doing the, working on one of the bathrooms. And I went right in, man. ¿Quieres café? No? Si quieres algo que tomar, ahí, point at the refrigerator.
It's not bad, though. Yeah, so it's not bad.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I have my things, and I sound like I can just rattle off, and so then, you know, they come right back at me. Oh, I'm like, I gave you everything I had in the barrel.
Did you ask him about the eggs?
Si. Si. ¿Tienes hambre? ¿Quieres algo que comer? ¿Te gusta huevos? ¿Huevos rancheros?
¡Huevos rancheros!
The best part is, they've got a, you know, Hawk walks away. They're smiling at him. Like, did this mother bleeper just ask us if we want huevos rancheros? Because it's such a random thing. Like, right. You don't eat huevos rancheros.
People have offered, and then, but you know me, I've told you before, like, once I'm in my zone, like I can't go, ¿quieres agua? ¿Quieres coke? I go, ¿quieres Coca-Cola? Like all of a sudden, I'm a Spanish textbook. I'm like, so now I'm talking in a Spanish that they don't even talk. Like, ¿quieres agua? ¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Agua con hielo? ¿Sin hielo? Like, I'll give you everything.
My most ranchero.
It's like if I were to offer you, not that it's the same meal, but it's like if you were to offer in English, hey, would you like some eggs Benedict when somebody's just working in your house?
Right.
Because it's not.
It doesn't make any sense. It's so out of context.
Quiero huevos canchero?
¿Quieres jamón? Because God forbid they say yes. I don't have ham. I don't have egg.
Why do you like to offer people eggs?
Because I just like to practice the words that I know. ¿Quieres churros y chocolate? Where would I have churros and chocolate?
Oh, boy. You're right, Solana. They, boy, when he walks out the room, they cuss. Well,
no, they don't, because they think I speak Spanish. See, I neutralize them. Now they can't even speak behind my back because they think I'm going to understand it. The moment I hear them talking and I'm not there, I pretend like I think they're talking to me and put the brakes on whatever they're saying. ¿Cómo? Oh, no, not for me? All right.
Boy, they can't wait to get that.
How
job
do you want
done.
Your eggs? Sunny side up, eggs Benedict.
You want some eggs?
So Lana was on with us inexplicably. Was this Friday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Because he had just gotten to New York. What was up? This video has been viewed thousands of times. I tweeted it out. So Lana came on Thursday. We didn't ask him to come on. He popped into our video feed because he's like the administrator of it. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't realize that he was going to pop in. He just wanted to watch the show from his hotel room in New York. But we saw him pop in. So I'm like, hey, pop on. And then he was talking with a very noticeable lisp. He was slurring and his face was swollen. It's on my Twitter. I think it's on our YouTube page as well. And he maintained that there was nothing wrong. And it was so obvious that there's something wrong. I mean, obvious. So, Solana, would you like to tell everybody Solana. What was up on Thursday?
Listen, man.
Solana. Honesty is the key now, Solana.
Right.
Right.
Don't dig yourself a deeper hole because okay. You know the truth is going to come out. This has happened myriad times on this show.
A lie births a lie, and yeah. That lie births another lie. Let's just come clean.
Okay. I've worked this show now. I think May 31st was my fifth year working with the two of you, executive producer of this show. And I have sustained countless numbers of just ridiculous hell from the two of you for just anything, you know, and I've taken it, no problem. I was legitimately upset with what transpired on Thursday and the fact that you kept going and that you've now 4 days removed when we have countless things to talk about in maybe the best parade in South Florida sports history. The Miami Heat are doing nothing. The NBA is in turmoil. And you want to revisit this. I'm upset. I really am. There was nothing wrong with me.
This is called deflection. He has not answered the question. He is engaging in deflection.
There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with me. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me. There was just lighting on one side and poor lighting on the other.
Why couldn't you pronounce S's?
Well, I may have been a little intoxicated. I will admit.
Here's my guess. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You flew to New York on Thursday.
Yeah.
Something happened in the air with your gums.
Okay.
Maybe you had bleeding gums. Maybe you lost a tooth. You don't want to fess up because this has been a running narrative about you on the show, your weak gums, weak teeth.
Uh-huh.
And you had to, when you landed in New York, go get some emergency dental work. And you had a Novocaine shot that was wearing off because it looked very similar to someone who had Novocaine.
No. You've just created a total fabrication, and I won't stand for it. Really, I mean, I'm impressed about this. I am upset about this because I jumped on just to watch the show. I was happy to join.
Put your face close to the camera. I want to see your face.
Other side.
I posted pictures of me that day.
Come closer.
There we go. Other side.
Look good.
Yeah, you had caps. You got caps.
Yeah, he capped up.
Sick of you guys.
Your sister lives in New York, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, what does she do? We were trying to figure out. Is she a dentist?
She is, yeah.
Oh.
Is beside the point.
but she has connections in New York with dentists.
Right, right. His aunt is up there.
Her husband is a dentist, actually.
Is he?
He happens to be. Yeah.
Okay, so you had dental work done. There's no question.
I didn't. I had no dental work done. I had been I didn't sleep the night before after the NBA draft. I went straight to the airport at 3 a.m. We found a bar. We were drinking. My intention was not to barge into the show. It was an accident, as I admitted. And there was just poor lighting in my hotel room. That's all it was. That's it. And I may have been a little drunk. Very drunk.
Nope.
Well, Solana, absolutely hammered. I drink and I do mind altering substances. The side of my face never died.
That's the thing. Like you looked, I mean, it was obvious. There was something wrong with the side of your face, and it wasn't like you were slurring all your words. It was specifically representative of someone who had an Novocaine slot.
Crowder, that new stuff in New York, though, man. Maybe you haven't tried that new stuff in New York because.
We'll find out by 6 o'clock. I will break him by 6.
Okay.
I'll break him by 6.
Or I'll quit.
Hey,
either way, we win.
Hawk, the drug addicts in New York, the bum drug addicts, they are bro, I don't know what they're taking.
It happens to be very sad because
they're licking those frogs or something. They're taking something that's not in South Florida. Them people are crazy.
It happens to be extremely sad because New York is awesome, but every block you walk, especially anywhere near Times Square, I happen to be staying right near the Garden. I mean, there is somebody on the ground shooting up. Like, it is just terribly sad.
February for a week. I didn't see anybody shooting up.
Oh, you,
where does your sister live? Goodness gracious. I was talking about the guys just walking around. You saw needles.
You saw people shooting up in
shooting
the street.
Up
every
in the
block?
Street. Every block, bro. Every block.
Bro. I don't know where you were. I don't think you were in New York. Like, I do think you went on one of these Turkish getaways where you had facial reconstruction done. And
I look the same. You know, there's nothing different about me. I look the same. Look,
your cheekbones are higher.
They do look higher. You lost like 4 or 5 years on this vacation. You look younger.
You guys notice my jawline, too? It happens to be a little nicer.
And then you were on a European cruise. And Dan Day said that you were supposed to be back in the studio like Thursday or Friday, and you called him and you were like, I'm not feeling well and I can't come in. So much like Solana did a couple of years ago when he went to Europe and then immediately had to go to the emergency room because he was sick. What happened? You came back from your cruise and then you were sick?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well the next day. I did not go to urgent care like Solana did.
But you missed work.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and how many days of work had you missed for the cruise?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, and then you had to miss more days because you were sick. So Crowder said it. Like, nobody knows how to vacation on this show. Everybody comes back sick.
That's one angle we have, Hawk. When we go on vacation, we come back reinvigorated.
Usually I come back re-energized. I very rarely, I don't think ever, miss a day after I come back. Like, I don't know
what feels sick. Is it just you're tired because you're tired? Like, that's
from travel.
No, I had a cold.
Did you put a brace?
The brace is gone.
You had some
sniffles.
you had a little clogged nose. And
did you have a cold though in Europe or only when you got home?
It came up like the day before I left.
Hmm.
And then that's when it came up when I left, and it got worse on Friday.
I mean, the both of you are just like, I mean, this crew that I have assembled is, I mean, people would look at this and go, what have you done? What have you done?
I pray that Cigna doesn't ever watch this show.
I mean, Solana's walking around New York City and there's people shooting up in the streets. What were you doing? Reports for Newsmax? I mean, I was there for a week in February. I didn't see one person shooting up. I saw a smash and grab.
And you tried to interact with the thieves. Mm.
¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Get the bleep out the way. Yeah, there's Coca-Cola.
te gusta oro? Yo también.